Beyblade X, the most recent Beyblade generation, and probably the least liked. At the time of writing this script, it has 87 episodes. Now, in this video I will be formatting things a bit differently. Most of the time in my videos I'm all over the place on what I talk about. However, in this video I will start by focusing on the cons, and eventually get to the pros. That way things can end on a more positive note. Now, enough talking, let's start the video. Alright, so I don't necessarily know how to start this first issue, cause I don't even know what to call the issue. So I'll start by mentioning a trend that happened around a year ago. On social media, a trend was going around called Beyblade is not that serious. In this trend, users would demonstrate all the outlandish shit that goes on in Beyblade. You would see clips from all Beyblade generations, but mainly Metal Fusion. These clips would include Free turning into a literal Super Saiyan, Damien opening the gates to hell, and Tyson and Rey having a literal Dragon Ball Z fight, just to name a few. The reason I mention this trend is because I find beauty behind it. Yes, this trend does show all of the outlandish stuff that goes on in Beyblade, but in a way, it also captures the beauty of Beyblade. It captures all the stuff that makes Beyblade cool. People love all of the over-the-top stuff that happens. That is why people love the Metal series so much. It easily had the craziest stuff happening. Now, I know you're probably thinking, why am I mentioning all this? Well, the problem is that Beyblade X doesn't have much of these moments, at least from what I've watched. It doesn't have much moments that make you go, bruh, Beyblade is not that serious. And that's one of my biggest problems with Beyblade X. Now, I've only watched 51 episodes, and in the first season of Burst there wasn't really much of those moments. So maybe there will be some in the future. But so far, I really wish we had more of those types of moments. I feel like people would like Beyblade X much more if it started adding some outlandish stuff. For example, the episode where Queen literally does a domain expansion and freezes time. This is a good start to adding more moments like these. Moving on to my next problem with X. But, everyone knows this by now, but the dude takes a massive amount of L's. Like, a lot of L's. But you know what? This isn't my problem with him. My problem is that the moment where he should be getting wins, he loses in some bullshit way. For example, when he went up against Ichigo. No, not that Ichigo, this Ichigo. It was the perfect setup for Bird to win. He just presented his new bae, Multi and Kamen just won with their new days. So now this was the perfect moment for Bird to show how much he's grown. And the show just decides to find a way to make him lose. Why? Just, why? Another moment is when he's going against that Beyblade copy guy. Literally earlier in this episode, Bird was training with Hell's Hammer. So him winning against a copy of his bae would perfectly represent the hard work he's put into mastering Hell's Hammer. Instead, the show just decides he should lose. And the show tries to paint it that Bad doesn't drag the group down. But it's hard to feel that way when he loses every battle. And it hurts even more when you take into account that he's the most hardworking out of the whole group, and is the main character, kinda. Now my next con with Beyblade X. See, in Beyblade X they treat their bays as mere objects. But Beymaniac, they are Beyblades. Of course they are objects. See, in the other Beyblade generations they treat their Beyblades as people. For example, Vault and Voltriac talk all the time. Hyuga and Hikaru learned how to talk to their bays. Bell and Belial talk all the time, and have a sibling relationship. Jinka and Pegasus have a whole history with Koma Village and the incident with Jinka's father. Seriao chose Tyson. In Beyblade X there is basically none of that. Sure, Bad would call his bae's partner, but that's about all the bond Bird has with his bae. And this applies to basically everyone in the show. Everyone is just so fine with using completely different bae's. This is represented perfectly when Maid Miko is training Team Persona. She just uses completely different bait instead of using her signature bae Shark Edge. Like, do you know how weird it would be if Vault was training with Free, and Vault used Ultra Cognite, while Free used Vice Leopard? Or how about the time Chrome asked to borrow Dran Sword? Like, do you know how weird it would be if Vault begged Free to give him Fafnir? And this problem sorta supports my first con, on how it doesn't feel like Beyblade. And I get it, they try to make it feel more like real life Beyblade. But, realism does not always make a show better. Again, that's why people love the Metal Saga so much. Its unrealistic nature is what drew people to the anime. And when you dumb it down too much, and make it too realistic, it starts to become boring. Burst already went the route of making it more realistic, and it did a pretty good job of it. Making things more realistic, while still keeping the outlandish stuff. Now, enough about that. Let's move on to the next issue. The battles. Now they aren't the most boring thing ever, but they definitely aren't that exciting. It first lies in their movement. They move way too much like real life days. Then another problem is that there just aren't that many interesting gimmicks. Or really any at all. Most of the Bay's abilities lies in the shape, nothing beyond that. Which really drags down the battles as they all feel the same. And what definitely doesn't help them are the avatars. Wow. I don't understand how we go from the amazing burst avatars, to these horrendous designs. The majority of them are basic as hell. Sure, there are some good ones like Hell's Scythe. But the majority of them are just some basic animals like a tiger or shark. It doesn't make it better, that they are just holograms. Okay, so you know how I said, that I would list the pros, and then the cons. Well, I kinda lied. See, there is a gray area, and in this area are two things. The first thing in the area, is Kamen X. So, why is he in the gray area? Well, that is simply because, I don't know how to feel about him. See, the problem with Kamen X is that he wins. All. The. Time. But why is that an issue? There have been plenty of bladers that win a lot. Well, the problem is, that it gets boring. It gets boring. Because we know he's always gonna win. And I know what you're thinking. Yes, Free had the same dynamic, but the difference with Free is, that the writers found ways, to avoid what Kamen X is doing. But if Kamen X is like this, why is he in the gray area? Well, that's because I find two interesting things about Kamen X. See, what lots of people think, is that Kamen X wins simply because he's strong. Which is true to an extent. However, what people don't realize, is that Kamen X has a lot of battle IQ. And I think this is great, because it would be really boring, if he wins simply because of strength, and would cause me to like him a lot less. Another thing about Kamen X I find interesting, is that he creates a dynamic between the viewer and him. See, I don't know if it's me, but because of Kamen's constant wins, it creates a dynamic where I want to see him lose. It's a never-ending guessing game, of who's gonna be the first one to beat him. This is how I felt, when I was watching his battle with Queen. I was constantly guessing, if this was gonna be his first loss. There's also another thing I've noticed about Kamen, that is related to an unexpected character, and that character is Beldezura. See, in one of the flashback episodes, Chrome and Nana are off doing other things, and he's here, alone, with no one to battle with, which has me thinking, is Beyblade his way of fending off his loneliness? Similar to how Bill was. I'll have to watch more of the show to see, but yeah, that's the reason why he's in the gray area. He's a character I'm not too sure how to feel about. Maybe as time goes on my opinion on him will change. But so far he's gonna remain in the gray area. The next gray area is in the stadium. The reason this is in the gray area is because it's a double-edged sword. See, in real life it's amazing and makes Beyblade fun to watch. But in the anime it contributes to what makes the battles not that interesting. Seriously, the anime leans heavily on this stadium to the point where it's overused and gets redundant. It's not fun seeing Kamen yell out for the millionth time. I liked it better when the stadium gimmicks would just slightly change the battle, but the battle still mainly relied on the strength of the blader, like the stadium in Sparking. That's a perfect example of how you use a stadium gimmick. Alright, so now I've listed all the cons of Beyblade X. Now, it's time to list all the pros. Starting with the characters. The characters are easily the highlight of the show. Seriously, I can only think of one or two characters that I don't like. What makes this even better is the inclusion of more female bladers. And not that Sasha crap, where she's semi-important. There are a lot of important female characters. Hell, one of them is a champion, and the other is part of our main cast. So remember how a few minutes ago I said, that realism doesn't always make a show better? Well, there are some cases where realism works. For example, the pro foundation of Beyblade X. When I say foundation, I mean stuff as in sponsors, contracts, and focusing on building an audience. See, this is a type of realism I like to see. Again, you can have realistic aspects, while still having outlandish stuff going on in your Beyblade anime. Now for the second callback to the video. Remember how I said, that people would use completely different type of days? See, the way that our main trio does it is perfectly fine. See, our main trio has three different versions of their days. Bird has Hell's Scythe, Hell's Chain, and Hell's Hammer. Kamen has Dran Sword, Dran Dragger, and Dran's Buster. And Multi has Wizard Rod, Wizard Arrow, and Lance Knight. See, this is how you do multiple bays. They're all the same bay with different playstyles. Speaking of our main cast, what surprises me the most about Beyblade X is how funny it is. Seriously, this is probably the funniest Beyblade series ever. And I think a huge part of that comes from our main trio. I love them. I love their chemistry, and how they bounce off of each other. Alright, I've listed all the pros of Beyblade X. So, time for my conclusion. And to answer the final question. Is Beyblade X really that bad? And the answer is no. I believe Beyblade X is overhated. Is it the worst out of all the Beyblade generations? 100%. However, majority of the cons I've listed can be fixed later in the series. But that is all I have for today. If you have anything to add or want to give your opinion on Beyblade X, let me know in the comments. But that is all I have for today. See you in the next video, and have a great day.